DHS Chief Mayorkas calls for amnesty as DACA is ruled unconstitutional again. By John Binder on September 14, 2023. After a federal judge again ruled unconstitutional former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, Program, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says Congress must pass amnesty. This week, United States District Judge Andrew Hannon ruled DACA to be unconstitutional after first having found in 2021 that the program was illegally created by the Obama administration. The case is likely to be appealed to the Supreme Court for the third time. Today, more than 500,000 illegal aliens remain in the U.S. thanks to securing DACA protections from deportation. Mayorkas said now is the time for Congress to pass an amnesty for those enrolled in DACA, as well as those eligible for the program. Congress has failed to act, and now dreamers face an uncertain future, waiting to receive the permanent protection they deserve, Mayorkas said in a statement. DHS will continue to advocate on behalf of DACA recipients every day, in the courts and through our actions. We stand ready to work with Congress on an enduring solution for our dreamers. Emphasis added. Watch, Senator Chuck Schumer, amnesty for illegals is the only way we're going to have a great future in America. In February, Senators Dick Durbin, DEL, and Lindsey Graham, RSC, proposed their Dream Act amnesty that would provide green cards and, eventually, naturalized American citizenship to nearly 2 million illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for DACA. The amnesty has failed to gain traction in Congress. As Breitbart News reported in 2017, a DACA amnesty would open a surge of chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S., ranging from 10 million to 19 million foreign nationals. A prior Breitbart News analysis found that a DACA amnesty would cost American taxpayers some $115 billion by opening Obamacare rolls to newly legalized illegal aliens. Meanwhile, the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has estimated that such an amnesty would cost taxpayers $26 billion. That same CBO report suggests that about 1 in 5 DACA illegal aliens, after an amnesty, would end up on food stamps, while at least 1 in 7 would go on Medicaid. In 2013, CBO analysis stated that the Gang of Eight amnesty plan would slightly push down wages for American workers. A 2020 CBO analysis stated that immigration has exerted downward pressure on the wages of relatively low-skilled workers who are already in the country, regardless of their birthplace. Watch, activist slams Kamala Harris for lack of action on amnesty for illegal aliens. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.